If you had more than one knife, you'd have several
knives.
Mm-hmm. And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to
wash the dishes.
And speaking of what a woman does to get the soap off, you'd say she
rinses.
Mm-hmm. And what is the cloth that you would use to wash the dish?
Dishcloth.
And to dry the dish?
A dishcloth.
And to wash yourself?
Face cloth.
And to dry yourself?
Towel.
All right. And in the kitchen, the thing that you turn to make the water come out is the at the sink.
Spigot, faucet.
Mm-hmm. And outside, something like that that you'd screw the hose into?
Faucet.
Mm-hmm. What about on some sort of a container that might have beer or something, water or something?
Tap.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. It was so cold last night, this is a verb. Our water pipes
froze.
And when they froze.
Burst.
Yeah, and you'd say many times they have
broken.
Using burst, using a form of burst. They have
burst.
And they will
burst.
Okay. You get many instances of bust and busted, of course, there. People used to buy flour in a big wooden container called a
barrel.
What is something smaller that nails came in?
Keg.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what molasses used to come in large quantities?
Barrels.
How about lard?
I don't know what lard. Probably a barrel.
Did you ever hear the term stand for molasses or lard?
No.
Okay. What would you use to pour something into a small-mouthed bottle? It was white.
Funnel.
And to urge your horses on, you'd hit him with a
crop.
Okay, or a
riding crop.
Another word.
Switch.
Another word.
Stick.
Sometimes there's a particular word I need for pronunciation purposes. All answers, of course, were perfectly all right there. Begins with a W.
Whip.
Mm-hmm. And then something that the grocer might put fruit into at the store would be a
bin.
If you bought it. He bought some fruit at the grocery store, he'd put
a bag.
Made of what?
Paper.
And suppose there was something made of cloth that perhaps flour would come in. That's a
sack.
Mm-hmm. What's something made of rough cloth? That's for feed or potatoes.
Burlap.
Burlap what?
Bag.
Okay, any other terms for that?
Gunny sack.
Mm. Is that used here, gunny sack?
Not very much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking of terms that might apply. It's often made of Osnaburg.
How do you spell that? So we've gotten that term and I haven't been able to find it in the dictionary.
A-R-Z-N-E-B-E-R-G.
A-R-Z?
A-R-Z, I believe.
It starts A-R-Z. That's a help in finding it.
If you remind me at the end of this, I'll call my wife. She would know.
Lovely.
She is for sugar. And in fact, it was used extensively here years ago when I was a child to cover furniture. Living room parlor furniture in the summertime, with piping as a slip cover.
Mm.
And everybody used it. You could buy it from one of the sack manufacturers here. You could buy it for something like 30 cents a yard. Mm. And it was a wonderfully wearing sort of thing. It was sort of an off-white. And I remember reading the New Yorker years later, but many years ago, that up and down the street or in town was shopping column, and it said that there was a wonderful new fabric that had hit New York and that everybody was buying it at $4.90 a yard, and here we were buying it for 30 or 35 cents a yard.
Still talking about this rough sack, does the term grass sack mean anything to you?
Not a thing.
Would anyone here call it toe sack or croaker sack?
I've heard croaker sack, but they would not be really used in this area.
Mm-hmm.